I wanted to drive down here to kind of give you an idea of where things started for my family in the valley on farming.
Riding around in an old pickup truck, local farmer Brad Lewis is giving me a tour of the Matanuska Valley. I'm having trouble concentrating on Brad's running commentary, however, because the scenery beyond the truck's windshield is breathtaking. The town of Palmer rests in a lush valley, carpeted by emerald green grass, dotted with white-barked birch trees, and surrounded on three sides by snow-capped peaks. The Matanuska River meanders by to the east, and on clear days, the Kinnick Glacier can be seen to the south.
I could fool around here and get stuck if I wasn't careful.
Mr. Lewis takes me to visit one of several plots of land he farms in the valley, a field of about 12 hectares planted in lettuce and potatoes. He has just 100 days to get his crop in and out of the ground. But there are compensations for the short growing season. The summer sun stays in the sky 21 hours a day.
Our extremely long days allows us to do what we're doing up here in our relatively short season and relatively cold soils. And also, I think another thing that's unique is we're not faced with near the insect and disease problems as a lot of other places are. And I suppose that has a lot to do with our climate, especially in the winter. But
the winters are cold enough to keep the valley disease and pest free, perhaps, but they're still mild by Alaska standards. The average low temperature is only 14 degrees below freezing. On the other hand, a much deeper cold in the surrounding mountains is what actually makes farming in the valley possible. According to Alan Mitchell, associate director of the Agricultural Experimental Station in Palmer, over the centuries, glacial silt washing and blowing off the nearby Kinnick ice field provided some of the richest soil in the state.
If you go into the valley proper, you'll see 20 feet of silt loam, very good soil for farming. Of course, the other reason that agriculture is here in the valley is we're 40 miles from Anchorage, which has almost half of the state's population.
250,000 people live in Anchorage, and every one of them is happy to have fresh produce. Most everything else found on Alaskan grocery shelves has to be shipped all the way from Seattle, if not further. While some milk and meat products are produced in the Matanuska Valley, Mr. Mitchell says the most common commodities are a few hardy vegetables.
In terms of commercial production, we're talking about very few. Potatoes is probably the largest one. The cold crop, what is referred to as cold crops, broccoli, cabbage, things of that nature, and then lettuce, different types of lettuce, iceberg lettuce, leaf lettuce, romaine lettuce, and those same things. And that will make up just about 80% of the vegetable production in Alaska. And carrots, I'm sorry, I forgot carrots.
One thing Palmer residents never forget is the area's unique history. Beginning in 1935, the United States government transplanted 200 families from the American Midwest into the largely uninhabited Matanuska Valley. Each family received a house and 10 hectares of land to farm. Jerry Keeling was the first child born to one of these pioneer families. I spoke to her as we sat in one of the original colony homes, now serving as a museum for the Palmer Historical Society.
When those 203 families traveled to this valley in 1935, that was only 68 years after the United States had purchased the territory from Russia. And somehow that seems all the more mind-boggling now, since that 68 years is going to be my next birthday.
No one was laughing in the mid-1930s when the Great American Depression made millions destitute. The federal government initiated a number of programs designed to get citizens back on their feet.
And one of the concepts they came up with was to relocate over 11,000 families, particularly hard hit by the Depression, and to relocate them into new communities where they could become self-sufficient to the area in which they had located.
The Alaskan colonists expected to move into a working town when they arrived by ship from Seattle. What they found instead was a tent city and muddy streets with moose wandering through the camp. Some families went home immediately. Still more headed south after the first winter. But most stayed and proved that it was possible to farm successfully in America's last frontier.
I remember that farmers tended to plant oats with peas, and we kiddos liked to always get in there and eat the peas. That was a big deal. We had pigs and turkeys and chickens and cows and the horses and whatever.
Back in the pickup with Brad Lewis, we drive past the Palmer Nursing Home where the last six original colonists are now cared for. Mr. Lewis is a direct descendant of one of the first families and a third-generation Matanuska Valley farmer, but he may very well be the last of his line to till Alaskan soil. Palmer is fast becoming an Anchorage suburb. Lots of new homes are being built, leading to ever higher land prices and taxes. Farmers are slowly being squeezed out of the valley. Still, after a lifetime of farming in Alaska, Mr. Lewis says he has few regrets.
You know, I've done a lot of traveling, seen a lot of places, been around the world. At least in the summertime, there's no place I'd rather be. Winters, they're definitely taking their toll on me, and I don't enjoy them as much. But no, I certainly have no regrets of living up here and growing up here. This is absolutely beautiful country.
There is some reason to hope farming will continue in the valley. In a recent meeting with federal officials, local farmers requested permission to lease government land at reduced rates, as is done in several western states. Reporting for Main Street, I'm Mike Osborne in Palmer, Alaska.